Mourn, England, mourn, like one forlorn, thy sins for vengeance cry, and have approached to the ears of him who lives on high, who hath forewarned thee many times by messengers most strange. But thou wert of a stubborn heart who would not from sin change. Remember how in 65 a comet did appear to many thousands then alive that buried were that year. And when the hand of God was stayed, the pestilence quite gone, the thing that made them sore afraid was little thought upon. O wicked, stubborn-hearted souls that do from mercy flee, you'll cause yourselves for to condole by your iniquity. And then the Lord above was moved by these your stubborn tricks. So he in anger you reproved by fire in 66, which in a moment did destroy the glory of the nation, your city pride and greatest joy was turned to desolation. Besides, the sword upon you came, and strangers did invade you. For all the plague and fiery flame, none could from sin persuade you. And when the Lord above did see, nothing could you reclaim. A bloody plot Rome did decree to Papist lasting shame. The fields of hell then did assist this plot for to contrive. They thought for to do what they list, not one to leave alive, that would not to their idols bow, nor worship what they pleased. Through mercy we escape them, though the land is still diseased, and pestered with a Romish crew whose actions are unjust. With them we know not what to do, for them we dare not trust, but hope that now our parliament will strive to ease our pain and banish all our discontent wherein we do remain. Oh, let the heavens protect and keep His Majesty from harm, who now is with his parliament the papist to alarm. And since with them he doth agree, as we desire he may, then happy times we sure shall see, for which we long did pray. Let every loyal subject then to heaven send his petition, that God would bless poor English men and pity their condition.